From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series based on Psalm 138. His text is the seventh verse of the psalm, Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The theme for this message is personal revival in time of trouble. As David the psalmist confesses, God's people often walk in the midst of great difficulties in life. Eliphaz, Job's supposed friend, said, Man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. The danger is that believers may allow themselves to be swallowed up by their troubles unless their eyes are fixed upon Christ. Dr. Cairns will come to the message in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Wait for the Finals. The text is Genesis 49 and verse 19. Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Some of us have been like the tribe of Gad. Our adversaries for a while were too many for us. They came upon us like a troop. Yes, and for the moment they overcame us, and they exulted greatly because of their temporary victory. Thus they only prove the first part of the family heritage to be really ours, for Christ's people, like Dan, shall have a troop overcoming them. This being overcome is very painful, and we should have despaired if we had not by faith believed the second line of our Father's benediction, He shall overcome at the last. All's well that ends well, said the world's poet, and he spoke the truth. A war is to be judged not by first successes or defeats, but by that which happens at the last. The Lord will give to truth and righteousness victory at the last, and, as Mr. Bunyan says, that means forever, for nothing can come after the last. What we need is patient perseverance in well-doing, calm confidence in our glorious Captain. Christ our Lord Jesus would teach us His holy art of setting the face like a flint to go through with work or suffering till we can say, It is finished. Hallelujah! Victory! Victory! We believe the promise, He shall overcome at the last.
Savior paid redemption's price. When upon the cross He made the sacrifice, hear His words of triumph sounding from the tree. Hear His shout sounding of victory. Sins are scarlet, they shall be as snow. For the blood of Christ is stronger than your foe. He has won the battle, let us all rejoice. Praise His name, tell His fame, hear His voice. It is finished, the battle is over. It is finished, through God's own Son.
Jesus. Jesus Christ has died, salvation is complete. Follow to his cross and worship at his feet. Listen to his shout resounding far and near. Still it's heard, trust his word, never fear.
Though the battle rages, we may rest secure. With the King of Heaven, victory is sure. Down the halls of time, his words forever ring. Hear his voice, make your choice, crown him King. It is finished, the battle is over. It is finished, through God's own Son. It is finished, glory, hallelujah. It is finished.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we are very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly Let the Bible Speak magazine. The principal focus of the current issue is the Gospel of Luke. The articles include Luke, the Man and His Message, A Primer on Prayer, The Parables, and Following Christ, the Meaning of Discipleship. Also, this issue contains another in a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church, focusing this time on Dr. John Douglas. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, how do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What is the unpardonable sin? Or, what's wrong with same-sex marriage? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Now this morning we continue with the series of, I was going to say textual studies, messages, rather than, I don't want you to get the idea of study that we're doing any difficult exegetical work, but some textual studies in Psalm 138. We have been through the Psalm for the first six verses, and now we come to verse 7. Verse 7 of Psalm 138. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Apostle Paul assures us that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable to every believer. And we know that is true. But there are certain Scriptures that somehow stand out from the rest and maintain a universal appeal, and at the same time a very individual appeal for every believer in Christ. And our text this morning is one of those special verses, and the reason is not difficult to find. I think it's because this text addresses the sufferings and the hopes that all of God's people share in. This text speaks of having to face both adversaries and adversities, of enduring the malice of men, and just the heavy burdens of getting through life from day to day. Now, this is the common ground that all Christians occupy. And the certainty, therefore, that David expresses as he faces these things touches a chord in every one of us. This is our Reformation month, and I have no doubt that this month, sometime on Sunday evenings, maybe two or three times, we will sing Martin Luther's great hymn, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, a Bulwark Never Failing." In writing that hymn, Luther caught, I think, the psalmist's meaning in this text when he said, "And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed his truth to triumph through us." That's the very teaching that David is expressing in the text before us this morning. What he's saying, quite simply, and it seems a very sweeping statement, at first, it's so easily said, and yet it's so vast in its ramifications that it almost blows our brain. But what he's saying is that the Lord will not allow either adversities or adversaries to destroy his people, but will intervene with his power to deliver them. Now, that's the truth that I want us to consider in some detail this morning, as we look at what I think is the subject of this great text. And it's a subject immediately interesting, I think, to every Christian. It's the subject of personal revival, or if you want it more fully, personal revival in the midst of the troubles of this world. And as we look at that subject, we see that David highlights three things, and I want us to focus upon them this morning. First, he names a serious predicament. Though I walk in the midst of trouble. Walking in the midst of trouble. The word that's translated trouble means just that. It means trouble, distress, affliction, adversity. And this is our common lot in life. I think that when he wrote this, David felt very much like Paul felt when he was writing to the Corinthians about when he was in Macedonia. In 2 Corinthians 7 and 5, he said, "When we were coming to Macedonia, our flesh had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Without were fightings, within were fears." And how often that summed up the apostle's experience. How often it summed up the psalmist's experience. How often it sums up our experience. Outside, there's fighting. Inside, there's fear. And there is no rest to be felt within our flesh. When David penned the words of this text, he felt himself surrounded, hemmed in on every side by trouble. No matter where he looked, no matter what direction he took, no matter what action he took, no matter how he tried to ameliorate his situation, he was faced with trouble on every hand. And that again touches us, because I think even in a little congregation like this, if you went from seat to seat and heard one testimony after another, you would hear from God's people, "This is where I am. This is what I am facing." We feel very often isolated in that. And that's part of the devil's plan, to make us feel isolated. "You're the only one going through this. God must have forsaken you, or he must have something peculiar against you," because Christians generally really shouldn't experience these things. But if I were to have every Christian rise and give testimony, one after another, with few, if any, exceptions, would say, "Yes, this is our common lot. We know what it is to be hemmed in on every side by trouble. We're facing the troubles that are common to all men." As we read in the book of Job, "Man is born unto trouble, as the sparks fly upward." If you can go to a blacksmith's shop and see him at work without sparks, if you can see him hammer on the anvil and do his work and the sparks are not flying, then and only then will you find a man born of Adam's race living through this fallen world without trouble. Man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward, and Christians are still in the flesh. Christians are still men. Therefore, we share in the common experience of man. And then there are some of the peculiar troubles that belong to us for no other reason other than that we are Christians. The peculiar hatred of Satan for the people of God. So like David, we feel ourselves often surrounded. We have outward troubles. We have inward troubles. Many of you this morning are suffering from troubles of body, and then troubles of soul. We have trouble from sin. We have trouble from Satan. We have trouble from the world. This is the way in which we are called by God to walk through this world. Furthermore, we find from the words of Barnabas that this is the way we must enter into the kingdom of God. Paul and Barnabas confirmed the souls of the disciples, and in confirming them, they exhorted them to continue in the faith. And what was their argument? Acts 14:22, "We must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God." The pathway to heaven through this world is walking in the midst of trouble. That's the predicament that the psalmist here mentions. I'm not going to labor the point. I don't think I need to do what would be very easily done, and that's just to start at Genesis and go right through the Bible and give you example after example that this is the way things are. But that would be like trying to make a philosophy class out of proving that you've got to breathe to live. It's as simple and straightforward as that. That's the predicament. We're walking in the midst of trouble. That trouble brings an ominous peril. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou'lt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. Now, you will find there lurking a danger. The danger in this predicament is that we become swallowed up by trouble. It's one thing to be surrounded by it. It is totally a different thing to be swallowed up by it. The danger is that we become so consumed by the troubles that we're facing that we end up doing what Satan intended Job to do as the result of his trouble, and that was to curse God to his face, to fly in the face of God. We end up doing what Job's wife commanded him to do, curse God and die. And the word curse there has the idea of just give up on God and say goodbye to God even though it kills you. The danger is that we become so swallowed up by our trouble that we simply lose out with the Lord. That we give up on life. That we give up on service. The danger is that we go down and then we stay down. Lose all hope and all sense of purpose in life. The 77th Psalm asks some questions that in faith a Christian rises up to say no in answer to them. But when you're swallowed up by trouble, you feel like saying yes to them. Will the Lord cast off forever? The danger when you're surrounded and swallowed by trouble is that you feel he's cast me off. Will he be favorable no more? You feel he'll never again let me see the light of his favor. Is his mercy clean gone forever? Does his promise fail? That's a hard one. I've often pointed this out. When your faith is saying one thing and you're so consumed by trouble that your heart is saying the opposite thing. Always say, his promise never fails. There hath not failed one word of his good promise. And yet there are times when the flesh rises up in rebellion against that faith because of trouble to say, his promise has failed forever. Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? When you're swallowed up by trouble, the danger is you succumb to that kind of unbelief.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.